Just briefly, so that you know who I am, obviously I'm from a country that also manages to every now and then win a gold medal in swimming. I think we won one yesterday, in women's swimming, of course, because in men, well, it's pointless for other countries. It didn't really. Yeah. So congratulations to the effort of your team so far in the Olympics, I would say. So I'm from Germany. I've been with PI for a number of years, have been 3.5 years in Korea for them, and for the last year I've been here in the US. This is actually the first event that I do the second time, or I participate in the second time, I should rather say. And obviously the last year that I've been here has been, for all of us, a fairly bumpy, fairly volatile year, let's call it. We've just come out of the battle against circovirus, with the circo vaccines out there. Circovirus is pretty much under control now. Well, that doesn't really make our lives easier, though, when we look at corn prices, oil prices, exchange rates, the dollar. And I actually experienced that quite personally as well with the dollar, because I'm still paying a mortgage in Germany. But I'm paid in dollars, so, I mean, do the math. I'm glad since the last couple of weeks that the dollar strengthened a bit. Obviously, we don't want to have it too strong, because we want to have other countries keep eating our pork here. But we don't want to have it too weak either, because then the oil will just go through the roof. But I'm sure that Dennis will talk a whole lot more about all these connections there. It looks like the harvest will give us a little bit of break. Corn prices a little bit on the downswing, and if the harvest turns out to be the way it looks right now, well, things may look a little bit better. However, if you read through, and I'm sure you do all the time, if you read through all the newsletters that are out there, depending on which expert has written the newsletter, things may get a little bit ugly still towards the end of the year. Early next year may still not be as bright. However, eventually, pork prices will get up. Eventually, the reduction of the Canadian sow numbers, maybe a little bit of consolidation in the US market, will lead to much better conditions for our industry. And Dennis DiPietro will give a speech later. I still remember him saying, I think it was even here a year ago, that he said, despite the difficulties that we have right now, there's probably never been a more opportune time than now to be in the industry we are in, because pork will be needed more and more. Food will be needed more and more with countries like India and China exploding. Until then, or even if the conditions further improve, one thing is clear though, and that is animal health will always be a differentiating factor, a competitive edge. So those that get their animal health really well under control, reduced losses, better gains, making more out of the feed that you buy, will always have a competitive edge. And part of what we will talk about today will be about that.